We are 1 week away from the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, the IndyCar race at Worldwide Technology Raceway in Madison, Illinois. Just 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis, they'll be gathering there as they always do. And rising country music star Chase Wright is paying tribute to St. Louis area first responders and relief workers by performing a free concert following the race on Sunday. Wright was originally scheduled to perform the national anthem prior to the event, but offered a free performance following the tornado that affected the region. The Indiana native has released two albums that feature energetic songs with a mix of traditional and modern sounds that'll be on display during his post-race performance. This is just part of this great gathering, a great weekend at Worldwide Technology Raceway. So thank you to Chase. And thank you to our next guest. Doug Bowles is president of IndyCar and joins us live on KMOX Radio. Doug, thank you very much for being with us. How are you doing?
I can't wait for next Sunday. The countdown is on. Really looking forward to the opportunity to race under the lights on Sunday night on Father's Day. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's talk about that move first. What a move that was for the track and for IndyCar to get a Sunday night race for you, for the track, for Fox. That's a big audience, a lot of eyeballs on St. Louis that night.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for everybody. You know, it's really the help of the folks at Bomarito, Worldwide Technology Raceway, you know, Curtis and Chris just kind of working with us to adjust a little bit, and certainly the fans for doing that. It's a great opportunity for us to showcase what a great racetrack it is and also showcase in a network platform on Sunday night, really how great the NTT IndyCar Series is. So I'm really excited about it across the board. But really want to thank the folks at Worldwide Technology and Bomarito for letting us experiment with this.
It'll be a lot of fun. What is your impression of Curtis Francois and his team at the track?
You know, I've loved working with Curtis, even when I was my first job as president of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway before I took on the IndyCar side, and got a chance really to work with Curtis and Chris over the last several years, just being an oval track, which is obviously what the Indy 500 is, and working together to promote oval racing. And they're just great promoters. They care about the community, you know, all the things that you want in a community partner in terms of business leaders, but certainly from the racing standpoint, that's what I love the most about them. They really care about community, and the investment that Curtis and team have put into Worldwide Technology Raceway. It is a first-class facility, and they care about fans, and Curtis 100% and Chris 100% care about that fan experience and trying to make it great. So looking forward to seeing a lot of people out there.
I feel like the drivers really like it. You know, I've talked to Joseph Newgarden about this. I've talked to Scott McLaughlin about this recently. It doesn't matter which driver it is. They love the challenge, the strategy of driving that particular oval because of the tight turns 1 and 2 and a little more open 3 and 4, Doug.
It is, you really have to have a car that's set up to perform in two different, completely opposite corners, for sure, as you know. And it's a super, super high speed racetrack as well. So when you look at all of that together, it's definitely a team sport, and it takes a driver who can communicate to their crew to get the car set up exactly right. And then as the runs go on and the tires fall off a little bit, you really start to see people who have those great cars, and you can see people up front that slide to the back and vice versa, just because of the difficulty and frankly, the excitement of that track for the drivers. They love coming, they love running it, and the fans there as well are awesome.
Doug, going back to Fox and having this as a night race, have you seen a bump in ratings? Is the audience growing significantly here on Fox?
Well, we had a fantastic Indy 500, the best rating we've had in almost 20 years for the Indy 500 a couple of weeks ago. We were up last week in our Detroit race, which is fantastic. And I really believe this Sunday night race at a great racetrack like Worldwide Technology Raceway is going to help those numbers as well. And I hope what it does on Sunday night is it introduces a lot of people across the country who are sitting at home on Sunday night flipping through the channels and say, hey, what is this? And land right on an NTT IndyCar Series race. And hopefully that we'll see a significant bump from there. That's why I'm really excited that Curtis and Chris and the fans of Worldwide Technology Raceway and Bomarito have said, hey, let's experiment together and let's try and grow the sport together. And that's the kind of partners we need.
I have grown up around it. I went to Indiana University. I was born here, though, and have lived here my entire life. And my dad and I would go over for the time trials and really just soak it in. I grew up around it. So it's a familiar sound and feel to me. If you were introducing it to a casual sports fan, what would you say is its best attribute?
Well, I think one of the biggest attributes we have is we've got such great personalities in the series, the drivers and just the personalities they have and how much they care about the fan experience. And then I think the other side of it, just the competitive side of the series, especially at a place like Worldwide Technology Raceway, I think where you might have, you know, 12 driver, half the field or so that has an opportunity to win at almost every race. I think you expand that to maybe 20 cars that have an opportunity to win. So it could be some really cool Cinderella stories in this race. And then the pomp and circumstance leading into the race and the way that, that Curtis and Chris think about the fan experience. So whether it's music or the midway or the pre-race show, I mean, all those things just create a special experience when you actually go to one of the races there. And I tell people all the time, it's one of those things that you really just have to experience. And the best way I can explain it is when you're on the beach and you take a picture of a sunset and you want to send it around to your family and friends, and you look at it on your phone, you say, you know what, this just doesn't convey that feeling I have right now. And that's really what racing at Worldwide Technology, you have to get there and experience it. Once you get there, I guarantee you'll be coming back and bringing friends.
I agree with you. Now, I have been in a partnership with Curtis and with Chris Blair for a number of years here, really starting in their pursuit of the NASCAR Cup. But before that, IndyCar was such a staple. NHRA was the first one to really put their flag down when Curtis bought the track, and those have been so important to the track. And IndyCar, I agree with you. You know, seeing behind the scenes because of my role with the track, I get to see and visit with leadership. And I wanted to ask you, because the Indy 500, of course, was spectacular. I mean, Alex Palou, I got to talk to him last week. His first win on an oval, and his celebration was awesome. But before and after that, you know, there are technical inspections. There are, I would imagine, hard conversations that you have to have. You know, you have to be a leader, and you have to be able to speak then to them directly and tell the truth.
Yeah, you know, we had a couple of challenges, obviously, in qualifying with the Penske cars, and then in the race with a couple of the Andretti cars and one of the Prima cars. And those are, so I'm a promoter at heart, right? I want to tell the good stories and be out front talking about how great our sport is. And then, unfortunately, one of the jobs that goes along with being president of IndyCar is making sure that people are showing up to the tech pad and are following the rules so that it's got a level playing field. And we've had some challenges, and those were definitely hard calls. And back in the old days, I'm a lawyer by training, so taking off my promoter hat and putting on my lawyer hat in some of those conversations was difficult. But, you know, I think one of the great things about our sport is there, the teams, the drivers, and when you have those conversations, and they get when there was a mistake made, and they want the playing field to be even and level. And while they're disappointed that you know, we had to move some cars to the back, I think at the end of the day, they all know that it's better for the sport in the long run.
Coming up next is Scott McLaughlin. Maybe just a word about Scott from your perspective. You know, he had a rough start to that race, obviously. What I respect about him, and I say this in the interview we talked at Rawlings earlier in the week, is that I respect how he goes right in front of the cameras always. No matter what happens to him, he is up front. He is the spokesman for that team.
He's been a great addition to the NTT IndyCar series. He's really passionate about it. He cares about the fan experience, and he's embraced the whole thing. You know, coming from this supercars in Australia, really successful there, coming over and really sort of embracing the fan side of things on this end. But you're right. He owns it. Heartbroken for him, the way that the race began in May for him. He's one of the fastest drivers on the circuit. He will be a contender on race day on Sunday. The other thing that's really cool about him, he just became a naturalized U.S. citizen, and he was part of our naturalization ceremony at the Speedway. He loves being an American, and he's one of those personalities that's just really easy to root for and care for. And when he makes mistakes, he owns them. And that's really speaks a lot of people's character, not when they're winning, but when they're struggling. And he certainly has got a great character.
Really enjoyed being around him. One of my favorite things to do is to talk to these drivers and let people know who they're seeing, the humans behind the wheel, as they move around the track. This coming Sunday night, Father's Day, it's going to be an unbelievable night at Worldwide Technology Raceway for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. NTT IndyCar Series President Doug Bowles has been with us on KMOX. Thank you for this, and I can't wait to see you next weekend.
Yeah, no problem. Love doing it and look forward to seeing everybody there. And again, thanks to all your entire listeners, some of whom had planned to come and to the race early next Sunday and are going to make some adjustments and come and enjoy it with us for a first ever network primetime TV at one of the greatest racetracks we run over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Thanks to the folks at Bomarito and Curtis and Chris.
Yeah, thank you very much. It'll just be a longer party for everybody. That's what it's going to be. So good time.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.